You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui.
And I'm Alice Daniel. Medevac helicopters transport patients to hospitals that can provide them with the best care. So when a helicopter, meant to save lives, crashes, it can feel doubly wrong. 4 years ago, a medevac helicopter crashed near McFarland, sent shockwaves through the first responder community, and made headlines all over the valley.
And we begin with developing news out of McFarland, where authorities are expected to release the names today of the four people killed last night in a medical helicopter crash.
Air traffic. That was from ABC 30 on December 11th, 2015. Four people, including the pilot, Thomas Hample, died. So how could this happen? Was the company negligent? Was there engine trouble? To try and answer these questions, the National Transportation Safety Board spent years investigating the crash. It only released its report in March.
Over the past few months, we've looked at the documents, from interviews with family members to employees, pilots, and executives from Rogers Helicopters, the company where Hample worked. Today, we're going to take you through the report with the help of an expert, Bill Withycombe. He's a retired pilot and former accident investigator for the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA.
The aircraft was examined very carefully to ensure that there were no mid-air collision with a bird or any sort of object.
According to the report, Hample left the Porterville Municipal Airport on December 10, 2015, just before 7 p.m. He was transporting a patient named Kathy Brown, who was experiencing head, shoulder, and arm pain, to a hospital in Bakersfield.
He actually filled out a pre-flight report that is required by the company to verify that the pilot is approving the various conditions under which he is going to be operating.
Pilots have to fill out risk assessment sheets to help decide how safe it is to fly. Hample's rating showed he thought it was safe to go. But he was certified to fly relying only on instruments in low visibility conditions. And not long after liftoff, that's what he encountered.
The first instinct for any pilot is to get out of bad weather, Withycombe says, and Hample started to make a turn to reverse course.
He was trying to do a 180-degree turn at fairly high air speeds, and he somehow allowed himself to slip into a descent, probably getting confused because of the weather patterns that he was flying in, possibly heavy rain and maybe some fog. And lost his reference to the ground and also lost his reference to the instruments that were right in front of him and allowed that aircraft to hit the deck very hard.
That evening, Shelley Hample got a call from the company telling her that dispatch had lost contact with her husband. Her world was shattered 15 minutes later when she learned of the crash. She told a news station in Bend, Oregon, where she lived, that she had never thought this would happen. Her husband had been a pilot for more than 17 years and had flown all over the U.S.
But he's our family and will be forever. I just won't be able to see him for a few years now.
Also on the flight were Marco Lopez, a nurse, and Kyle Juarez, a paramedic. At a press event the night after the crash, American Ambulance President Todd Valeri said they weren't even supposed to work that night, but they had switched with two other crew members.
Last night was our company Christmas party, and the crew that was assigned to work that helicopter that night wanted to attend.
So why did the pilot slip into a descent? Withycombe says the NTSB ruled out many factors.
There was no evidence of any engine failure, and there was also no evidence of any instrumentation problems that could have led to him not being able to control the aircraft.
The conclusion by the NTSB? The pilot lost control while attempting to reverse course in hilly terrain with reduced visibility. But contributing to that was, quote, the pilot's lack of recent experience with nighttime operations. Records show Hample lacked experience with this particular helicopter. It had newer technology, like electronic displays rather than analog dials and gauges. Still, Withycombe says that shouldn't have mattered.
He should have been, in my opinion, as an instrument-rated pilot, been able to use his skills by merely looking at the airspeed indicator, the attitude indicator in the cockpit, and being able to maintain his flight stability.
But other questions remain too. Documents show that at least one former pilot, Seth Vello, told the NTSB in an email that, quote, there is a lack of training and pressure to fly in regards to weather, and that this accident was icing on the cake, comments Rogers Helicopters disputed during the investigation. Vello now lives out of state and declined an interview request.
Both Vello and Hample's wife also told the NTSB that Hample wasn't comfortable flying at night without night vision goggles, nor had he completed the night vision goggle training. He wasn't wearing them on the night of the crash. But Withycombe says night vision goggles wouldn't have helped him see in the fog. The report did not show fault with Rogers Helicopters. The company declined a request to be interviewed for this story.
Still, Withycombe says the FAA and the NTSB have implemented many changes in the medical helicopter industry in the past 5 years to make sure rescue operations like these are safer. So we asked him, what might be different if that flight was taken today?
This particular case, more flight time, more training in that particular helicopter than he had at the time. That, I'm sure, is still a focus of the company. Some of the report, I should say, had information in it that indicated that the company had actually implemented some safety requirements that were probably ahead of their time.
Requirements like filling out that risk assessment sheet Hample completed, indicating it was okay to fly. Fellow pilot Rob Moore trusted that decision.
On the night of the crash, Moore said in a statement he canceled a flight from Bakersfield to Fresno because of bad weather conditions. He said he spoke with Hample, who told Moore he had visibility from Porterville, but would carefully check the weather before his flight. Moore said, quote, Tom was a very thoughtful, safe pilot who was not a risk taker at all, and I knew he would make the correct decision.
But risk is hard to quantify, and even the right decisions can end in disaster. What exactly happened on the night of December 10th, 2015, is something only those in the helicopter could know.